The Summit County Health Department isn't ready to issue air quality warnings, although many communities from Canada to California have done so. With dozens of fires burning across the West, reports show 1.5 million acres have burned since August 28th. Phil Bondurant, Director of Environmental Health for the Summit County Health Department, says they decided to fire up the air quality monitoring equipment early, and he hopes to have readings soon. PM 2.5 is particulate matter so small it can get into your lungs. In the meantime, Bondurant has some practical advice.
Just like we see on the Wasatch Front during the winter, seeing elevated levels of PM 2.5 or particulate matter, 2.5 and PM 10, which is those things that cause respiratory distress and foul air quality. With smoke, there's a certain opacity that comes along with that, like those that have any type of respiratory distress or trouble breathing or that may not deal with the altitude as well are going to feel the effects before the general population does. And even those that are healthy, when we speak with them, we advise them, you know, just to be cognizant of what's going on. If you go outside and it looks hazy and you're having trouble breathing, be careful when you exercise. Listen to your body, what it has to say.
The Summit County Health Department website should have some ozone and PM 2.5 readings available soon. Bondurant doesn't think warnings need to be issued at this point.
Particulate matter 2.5 are those things that we don't see either. The reason we monitor for PM 2.5 rather than PM 10 is PM 10 is the stuff that the little particulates that come off of a campfire. That's the smoke and the things that you can kind of visibly see, and that's what we're seeing out here is just the result of smoke. And PM 2.5 is even smaller, so we know if we're getting high readings of PM 2.5, we're also going to have high readings of PM 10. Anytime we have elevated levels of PM or particulate matter in the air, it's of concern.
Bondurant says they use the Utah Air Quality Index to determine if a warning is needed.
And typically around 35 is when we really start to get concerned. And that's the 35 to 55 range is what's considered unhealthy to sensitive groups, which is that part of the population I mentioned earlier, those with respiratory disease or that are have trouble breathing. That's when they really begin to see the effects of it. And then once we get above that 55 micrograms per milliliter, the majority of the population begins to see the effect. And so with some of the reports that we're getting, we're not exactly sure where we're at, and that's why we're going to get those air monitors kicked off, is because we want to know exactly what's going on and be able to provide the information that the public wants.
Summit County has two monitoring devices, one at Quinns Junction and one in Colville. Wasatch County has an air quality monitoring device, which is being repaired right now. Chris Smoot, public information officer and environmental health scientist for the county, is concerned about the air quality. He hopes to have it running by Friday.
Since we don't have specific data for our valley, we just had to give them some generic guidelines. And, you know, if they're concerned or if they or their children, or because it's usually a call about their children, have asthma or anything that might be aggravated by poor air quality, that, you know, be mindful of that at this time and perhaps limit outdoor activities, but no real general broad warnings or alerts at this time.
He says monitoring air quality is new to Wasatch County, and they'll be using the data as information and not to issue official warnings. The State Department of Environmental Quality provides Wasatch County with that service. For questions about Wasatch County health issues, call 435-657-3264. For information about Summit County air quality, go to summitcounty.org. According to the Summit County Health Department website, in the 4 years that PM 2.5 has been monitored, Summit County has only exceeded the federal standard on 2 days, and both of those days were major dust storm events with strong winds blowing in from the West Desert. I'm Carolyn Murray, KPCW News.